KFA BOT monitoring.
Was that it? Was it just timing?
In the back? I didn't know.
Yeah, I just glanced over and it's there. So it just must have been the timing thing.
Okay, yeah, I see it now. I wasn't looking because I've been on three other phone calls, but all right.
Groovy.
Hey, W-A-F-S-M.
W-A-F-U.
W8HBX, W8HBX, KF8AT. KF8S, W8EAP. KDATF Alpha, KDAPD. KDATF Alpha, go ahead, Dave. I'm just playing with some radios out here in the radio shack in the backyard. Got them all hooked up.
Yeah, you sound good. You guys, you figure it's going out?
Oh, yeah. Yep. Yep, yep. I got so many different radios, you know, I forget how to program them, and I have to think about it for a few. You know, you do one, then you don't work on it for 6-8 months. Then you got to go change something. You have to look it up again.
That's part of playing the game, brother. Hort.
Yeah, roger that. Let me check my power level here. Hang on. I want a low 5 watts. We good?
Yeah, you're just down the road, man, for the repeater, so don't worry about that.
All good, yeah. Just kind of a gloomy day, but it's not real hot, which is good. It's kind of cool out here. I don't have to run the fan out here. That one day, I tell you, I didn't want to come out here.
Yeah, well, this has a, it has the humidity it had 2 days ago, but don't have the heat. Yeah, it was bad. I was out in that stuff, man. 90, 95. It's 95, like 70-some% humidity, and then the storms come in, tore all the crap up, shut the power off, and I bet it dropped 25 degrees, man.
Yeah, before that wind and storm came, the heat index was 109.
That's nuts. That's absolutely crazy for Michigan.
Was the hottest day of the year.
Roger that. All right, so you're squared away?
Squared away.
I'm clear out of here then. I'll be listening. KDHFF Mobile.
Got me too. KDAPB, we're clear.
NAPB Mobile.
Are you kidding me? Oh my fucking god.
KPP.
W8OMC, Echo Link.
NAKPP. KPP.
WAW, ACLP.
Yo, yo, Mark. I heard the weirdest thing.
You got one heck of a weird AC home on your signal, but how you doing? So, funny with us chatting recently, I happen to be sitting next to little Miss Molly here, and we're going to head down and grab dinner, and next thing I'm stopped by Paul's, and drop a thank you note off.
Oh yeah, what's the occasion?
Well, believe it or not, little Miss Molly graduated high school a couple of months ago. And we had meant to personally hand out a few of the family members that stopped out for her party. And just life happened, and she just realized today that she hadn't given one to Paul and Rachel. So it's like, well, I got nothing better to do, and we're on our own for dinner, so let's figure out something cool and say hi to them. Or I'd say at least one of them. So, and I figured I was thinking about that, and I'd give you a holler.
Yeah, just a heads up. I'm pretty sure that buzz is on your end. Well, cool. So you're heading down to the brewery?
Yeah, after we snag dinner. Okay, that was weird.
Okay.
Yeah, it was right in the beginning of your transmit, and then it that went away.
What?
Oh, well. Wonders of radio, eh?
Can't be good. All that AC ripple can't be good. Yeah, you're not hearing it on me, are you? No, I don't think so. I'm back monitoring. I think that's on Mark. I've switched radios. I was on my little HT. I thought it was my node, so I switched over to my radio. So let's get Eric's opinion.
Yeah, that's definitely all on Mark. You're dead quiet there. But that is a very weird frequency of AC hum. Are you hearing it on my signal, guys, or what? I only heard it on Sean's first transmission there. I'm just curious, because this is a new installation that I've only used like 3 times now.
I cut out. My car shut off on me. Yeah, that's not a 60 hertz hum. That's a much higher frequency, so I don't know what... That's weird. Don't know how to diagnose that one.
Yeah, I'm hearing nothing on Eric. He's crystal clear, so is the repeater, but your transmission has some sort of a whiny buzz on it. Which, something going on there. So, I mean, you're unintelligible, but it's, I think that's what you were hearing, the buzz. So, definitely something on your end. Oh, shucks. Okay, I'll have to, I think I have an idea of what it might be. There's an induction charging port not too far from the radio that I'm probably never going to use. I'll have to get in there and unplug it one of these days. Just figuring out the install on the Maverick here. It's pretty solid, but I'm still learning the new vehicle here.
See what I got. Oh, Maverick. Well, you've got that to deal with. A hybrid and all the Wismo bango going on in that. We were just talking about that. So good luck. And let me know, because I'm that's high on my list of potential vehicles. So I'd like to know if they're as troublesome as I've heard.
Oh, contrary, sir. This is not a hybrid. I got the ICE vehicle. I wanted the all-wheel drive, and I wanted the tow package. I could not do it otherwise. I could not get either of those with the hybrid. So I do not have all of that whiz-bang electrical thingies. I just have all of the other whiz-bang electrical thingies that come with modern vehicles.
Okay. I thought that was the only way they sold them. I didn't realize that they sold ICE versions. That's even more intriguing. They just weren't, when I was buying, they just were not to be had, and I ended up with an Escape, I'm happy with it, but I would have much preferred that, but they just weren't, there just was no buying them 2 years ago. So, who knows, maybe next time, we'll see. Eric, go ahead.
Roger. Well, it doesn't appear to be an alternator whine because it's not changing in pitch, and it seems to my ears, it sounds like about 120 hertz, about double of 60 hertz, maybe even higher than 120, but yeah, there's something in the car that's causing it. But if you remember the issue Dave was having, he's got that 12-volt buck boost regulator thing. Mark may have to put one of those in line.
not to regulate the voltage, but to filter it. You think that would do it, Sean? Maybe I'm calling it the wrong thing, but I thought it was a regulator of some sort, because his voltage drops down to like 10 volts when his car restarts, and it shuts his radio down.
I think this is the kind of noise that gets solved by routing a cable a little differently or whatnot. Seems like something's inductively getting picked up somewhere, and you might be onto it with that inductive charging thing right there. That might be it entirely. If you can disable that and it goes away, then bingo bango, you got it. Mark?
Yeah, I just got it's a few screws and a couple of clips, and I can pop off the side panel of the center console here. And just, it's a single plug right there that I can unplug. So, I had planned on doing that because I didn't ever plan on putting a phone there. But, Yep. Yeah. Now, I've had this vehicle about 3 months now, give or take. And I put the radio in about a month and a half ago now. And I just finally got the program done Tuesday, or Monday. I programmed the rig Monday with everything, so I've been enjoying it so far. And I follow the antenna mounting from a Reddit post in r/Maverick. But no, Sean, I ordered mine direct. It took about a month and a half to get here. I love it. I absolutely love it. Eric, over to you. This is AC8LP.
Roger. Sure. Yeah. Well, just for reference, I have one of those charging pads hooked right next to my radio. I got the cords, like, routed right next to each other. So I don't think it's that. Seems to be a little bit low frequency for that charging. I think those chargers are on a higher frequency. But anyhow, yeah, it's probably what Sean said. Probably just got to reroute the wires. But it hasn't changed. It hasn't gotten any worse or any better. So I wonder if you just, like, grabbed a hold of the power wire, if you can reach it, and just put your hand on it, around it, and see if that makes it change any.
Unfortunately, I cannot get to it while driving and where it's at.
So I take it you're heading down there right now, eh?
Yeah, short notice. Sorry, I just figured I'd holler out and see what you're up to this evening. With a fairly high probability of a no, but, what the heck?
Yeah, no, I can't. We had power out for 2 days. Went out Tuesday, and I just got it back, and I got a few things I've got to do since the power's restored, and I didn't start getting to it until just recently, and I've been sitting here sidetracked on another project, so, yeah, maybe a little earlier with a little bit more notice, but I wish. That'd be great. Have fun. That should be a good time. What do they got going on down there? Anything cool, like a taco truck or anything?
Hey, look. Molly and I were in the mood for Sochimilco, so that's where we're heading for dinner. And, then just swing by the brewery and go from there. Sorry, Eric, I left you out the last couple of rounds. Back to you, sir.
Sochimilco. So we used to go there every Thursday night after I got a Specs Howard School of Broadcast Arts. Yep, that's a good place. I haven't been there in 25 years. It's probably the same, unless they changed owners. But there's a very distinct sewer smell over here on Mound Road, Sean. I don't know if you're traveling up this way at all, but you'll notice it around between 17 and 18. Very bad sewer smell. It's weird. But yeah, our power just came on at work, Sean, at about 12:30 p.m. So they called me in anyhow. They wired up 120 to my 110 to my bench so I can solder. And then I was there about an hour, and then the power came on. So I was just wondering when your power came on.
About noon, and you know, but I was at work, so anyhow, it didn't get home till somewhat after that. And yeah, I was over in your neck of the woods when yours was all out yesterday, or was it today? No, yesterday. I ran out for some carryout, went to the kebab house, and I didn't realize it was all out, so I had to go through all that crap. I was yelling at you on the repeater, asking what you did, but you didn't answer. And never been to Zosia Melko's or whatever it is. My wife's been there. Andrea's been there. Ever since my counterparts at the other Flying Deers International, if you will, introduced me to Lapita's right across the parking lot. I can't go anywhere else. It doesn't have quite the big scale atmosphere, but oh God, Lapita's is just, I just couldn't be that close and not go there.
I think we're talking about different restaurants. The one I'm talking is Mexican Town. The only Lapita I know is over in Dearborn, unless I'm missing a restaurant there. But, no, it's all good. And yeah, in terms of notice, you got about 30 minutes more notice, or 30 minutes less notice than I did. This was an F around and find out night, you know. Why not? You know what I mean? So, Eric.
Roger, this is WAEAP. Yeah, Sean, I think I'll verify your story. I could have sworn that a couple times we did try a place right across from it. I don't know if that was the place. We're talking 1991, so if it was around then I'd probably been there too. And as I can vaguely remember, I think I did like that place that was across from it a little bit better. But, it's refreshing some memories.
Well, yeah, no, it's not across the street. It's right across the parking lot. The parking lot for Zosia Melko's is, or whatever they call it, is to the west of the restaurant. And on the other side of the parking lot, there's a little strip of one, and there's, it may not be Casa, but it's Lapita's for sure. I think it might be like Taquiera Lapita's or something, but it's Lapita's. I just said Casa Lapita's. I don't know if it's a Casa, but anyhow, Lapita's right across the parking lot, no mistake. Go there all the time with my buddies from the other FBI, and they recommended it, and I can't go anywhere else ever since.
Lapita's, got it. Yes. I'm thinking La Space Pizza, which is over in Dearborn. We got some stop traffic here on 75. Well, we'll figure it out. I'm in no hurry. So, oh, cool. So, yeah, we'll have to maybe take a look at that place. What do you think, Molly? She gave a thumbs up. Now, it's one of those nights that we're just kind of screw it, do whatever. Ooh. 94 exit from 75 South is closed. We got, ooh, dear. Yep, somebody mixed it up, but in a bad way. Gouch. Got at least half a dozen cars on wreckers.
Just before we get too far off Lupita's, you got to have cash, and you might be pointing at the menu, because I don't think...
I've yet to be in there with anybody who speaks English. So unless you're fluent in Spanish, you might be pointing at the menu. So and cash only. So just an FYI, Eric.
Roger. Yeah, when I said across the street, I meant across the parking lot. So yeah, probably the same place. All right, I just pulled up in the driveway. So talk to everybody later. And now that I'm thinking about it, I had a car stereo install with the big amplifiers back in the day. And that sound, I kind of remember hearing that sound being the fuel pump, being close to the second fuel pump in the back. And it would only kick on when the car got really low on gas. That secondary pump would kick, fuel pump would kick on for the fuel injector, and it would make that noise very faintly in my background of my amplifiers. So I'm thinking it's something to do with your fuel pump. Anyhow, with that, I'm out. WADAB.
23, Eric. Have a good night. Yeah, I'm just starting to get bacon frying here, so I'm probably getting a little weak. And I'm not sure what other what frequency I should hop to on the FBI South here. I do have DPDs in here if he's connected. But either way, yeah. Now I'm looking forward to getting a little bit more radioactive and things, and hopefully we'll get this solved. I'm sure it's something stupid. Get things rerouted. Because it was not doing this to me the other day. So, it's got to be something weird. But back to you, Sean. This is AC8LT.
Alright, catch you later, Eric. And, I don't know. It sounds like, just reroute some cables or something. Something in there is generating some sort of hash. And it's just getting picked up somehow. So, who knows? These are the kind of things that are not easily figured out, but often easily eliminated. You never really figure it out. You just move the cable somewhere else. Who knows? CAN bus. Right. Who knows? But I do got to get back to the things I'm doing here before it gets too late. What if you're going to go eat first and then go there? I'm guessing, I don't know how far you are from Mexican town, you'll probably be an hour, right? So I'm guessing your ETA to Fizane be about 8 plus.
Give or take, sir. Give or take, yeah, pretty much. So I just hopped on the Fisher. I think it was the Fisher. I exited at 75 to hop on 75 here. So we're probably 5 minutes out from the restaurant. But looking forward to a nice dinner here and just taking it easy. Too much crap going on. It's too much insanity. But good luck with everything. Glad to hear your power's back. Take it easy, bud. 73 from AC8LT. Over to W8FU.
Okie doke, yeah, no problem. So, okay, good. Have fun. Whatever you do, they're all good down there, right? To some degree, and not too many bad ones. Different takes. And say hi to Paul and Rachel if I don't make it, which is probably a pretty good chance I won't. But you never know. All right, have fun. Take care, and I'm gonna get to it. W8FU. Oh, the one that you would normally be using down there, you're pretty much on the 2.6 until further notice. But normally the 2.175 is connected up to the system, but there's been some problems with it for quite some time now, and been working with the owner to try to get that resolved. But there's some access issues with it, and other various things, and he no longer lives in the area, et cetera, et cetera. So there's just, for now, we don't have anything right down there. I've been meaning to talk to Dave about that, get a little something cooking down that way, even if just a receiver for the 2-6. So, all right, later, W8FU.
ACLT testing.
NT-0-Y.